This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. And welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Rich Sheban, live from Montana, sitting in for Vince. And what I want to do is I'm going to go off into a little tangent here because it's still articles that I've prepared for. I want to comment on that last commercial on basically the White House and Joe Biden on how he tripled down on Transgender Day of Visibility during Easter. And I think everybody who's not living under a rock pretty much knows this happened, even though he says, quote, I didn't do that. So he denied that this was declared on Easter Sunday, this Transgender Day of Visibility. So if he denied it, who... The whole world heard it, even Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner used to be what? Bruce Jenner, right? Okay, Caitlyn Jenner slams Joe Biden over blasphemous Trans Day of Visibility proclamation on Easter. Folks, they knew it. Come on. They all knew it's Easter. Every baby in the forest knew it was Easter. This was done intentionally. So let me just mention a couple things on Joe Biden since I kind of went off into that tangent, okay? Top secret classified documents were found in separate locations, all involving Joe Biden. Crime. Her says Biden lied when he insisted he did not share classified information with his ghostwriter. Crime. Transcripts confirm January 6th committee lied about Trump attacking the Secret Service. Crime. RFK tells CNN Biden is much worse threat to democracy due to federal agency censorship. Hey, Robert Kennedy, it's not just federal agent censorship. It's weaponizing the federal government across the board, including the post office, like I mentioned earlier in the broadcast. Biden DOJ is set to launch nationwide red flag initiative. This isn't just a bad idea, folks. It's against the law. What does that mean? It's a crime. And Hillary Clinton has recently said she is scolding voters who don't like Joe Biden. This is her quote to you, folks, from Hillary Clinton. Get over yourselves. Let me repeat Hillary's quote to the American people again. Get over yourselves. If you don't like Joe Biden, welcome to America. All right, I'm going to go back to, I was talking about the suicide rates around the world, how the United States is ranked 4. Well, there's somewhere in the neighborhood of, what, 200 countries, give or take 5, right, in the world? We're ranked 4. Everything good, like education and learning and skill sets, everything else, we're ranked way low. Debt. Everything, way low. But we're 4th for suicide rates. And every country I'm looking at right now, every country, Russia, South Africa, South Korea, United States, Japan, France, India, Germany, UK, Brazil, China, Spain, Italy, Indonesia, Turkey, all between 2 and at least 5 times more males than females. Folks, when you feel, and again, I cannot tell, how many times do we have to prove this? You're being played. You're being used. When you feel entitled to play the victim group status card, do you remember that piece from Jesse Waters several months ago? He did this piece on, I think her name was Kathleen Perry, on victim group status. So she was the group of females. She was overweight, and she didn't believe in accountability and responsibility for her group, even though she was driving on the wrong side of the road and had to show up for a class for drunk driving, which she didn't do. So these are the words that she used. Social anxiety. Oh, and she was an indigenous person. And she was intimidated because you can't call her ma'am because she's non-binary. You can't make this stuff up, people. She says, you're triggering me because the cop was a male. So she used terms like man thing and PTSD around males and white people, and words like generational trauma because she felt harassed because he's a white male and she was being scared by him. People, if you can't see how you're being groomed into playing the victim group status card, into lowering the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications to collapse your own country, if you cannot see this, I don't know what else to do. All right. I got to speed this up, folks. Okay, here's an article from cityjournal.org. Very lengthy article, but the bottom line is it's about another Harvard professor. Her name is Christina Cross. She's supposed to be this rising star in the field of critical race studies. You can't even make that part up. So apparently, there's new complaints about her filed with the Harvard Office of Research Integrity. Apparently, Cross's work has been compromised by multiple instances of plagiarism, including verbatim plagiarism, mosaic plagiarism, uncited paraphrasing, and uncited quotations from other sources. People, when you feel entitled, I don't care if you're black or female, I don't care what group or sexual orientation or skin pigmentation shade. It doesn't matter. When you feel entitled to play that victim group status card, you're in 99% of the times you're not going to earn your job, and you're going to insult your group. Low standards because of your group, your hyphen, your pronoun, doesn't do anyone any good. It destroys your country. Okay, I got to move on here. Kraft, I think Bob Kraft, right? This is from N. Wokeness. He's the owner of the New England Patriots. He listed qualifications for a new job for a management associate in sports. First one, you got to be black, indigenous, or person of color. This is illegal. See, folks, the super wealthy gazillionaires, they're part of the aristocracy. It's an aristocracy consolidating power, money, and control against the serfs, which will eventually be the bottom 99%. And they're very pasty white. And I don't mean to dovetail with the article about Harvard professor Christina Cross titled Copy and Paste. Okay? The most pasty white people in the world are in charge of all this. Stop putting all your money down on the group hyphen and pronoun. You're being played. Look at the bottom line. The common denominator is, has that job lowered the bars of standards and expectations for that group hyphen and pronoun? If the answer is yes, count on your country being destroyed, collapsing. That's what the Great Reset is. All right, moving on here. This is pretty lengthy, too. I'm going to try to deliver a bullet point out here. Basically, FBI agents were captured on video during a home visit, and this American was a Muslim person. And he was trying FBI was trying to interrogate, because they admitted, the FBI admitted, that they spent every day, all day long, interrogating Americans about their social media posts. This is like Nazi Germany. This is like Stalin, Lenin stuff. So in the video, I'm going to mention his or her first name, Rolla. Basically, the agents would not, even though Rolla requested that they show their badges on camera, the agents did not fulfill that request. And Rolla talked about, used terms of what they were doing, like fishing expeditions, smear jobs. Look, we've told you many times how Nancy Pelosi got caught on tape, on video. Their number one weapon is smear campaigns. I'm blue in the face saying this. Next, Kamala Harris alleges Trump's reelection would mean weaponizing the Department of Justice, mirroring their own accused behavior. How many examples have we given, folks, of the federal government, including the DOJ, the DOD, every three-letter intelligence agency? How many examples that we gave, published in the public domain, on how they're illegally attacking the people and weaponizing the federal government against us? I would need a calculator to figure that out. Okay, here's a very lengthy post and article, but the message is, this is from William Magus, MD, and maybe he's a real doctor, right? It talks about this article that regarding if you fast more than 16 hours per day, you raise your risk of dying from heart problems. But guess what, folks? He calls it a propaganda piece because this so-called research, in quotes, on fasting was funded by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. People, we have to dig deeper. Don't believe anything you hear until it's verified and validated. So this research basically is just an abstract at a lifestyle conference put on by the big pharma-funded American Heart Association. And it wasn't even peer-reviewed. Let me say that again. This conference was put on by big pharma, funded American Heart Association, and it wasn't even peer reviewed. Look, this information, this so-called research, didn't even include a lot of lifestyle factors, okay? I mean, it sounded like a joke. It didn't include your weight. It didn't include if you were, your cholesterol didn't include, or if you were a smoker, it didn't include your exercise levels. I'll tell you right now, there's a big difference between a 400-pound man and a 200-pound man. So, you know, there's so much information that's positive about intermittent fasting, you know, for autoimmune diseases, for gut microbes, for basically a lot of stuff. Multiple sclerosis, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus. There's a lot of benefits. I even remember Max Kaiser, who's a very well-read and intelligent guy. He says I remember him saying this on an interview. He fasts sometimes days at a time.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. All right, folks, I just want to put a little exclamation point on this study by the CCP on how they're propagandizing and just, you know, attacking fasting, just like they attacked ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and early therapeutics, and vitamin D3, all this stuff. We have to look at where the money's coming from. Look at the sponsorships, look at the grants, look at the donation, look at the PACs. We have a situation that people in Congress, big pharma, big tech, nobody, judges, lawyers, politicians, nobody's representing us anymore. They're either blackmailed or bribed or threatened. I mean, we have to really delve into this. And in most cases, look at the sources. It's going to come, it's going to be a propaganda piece if the source is not from a patriot. Okay, I got to move on here, folks. I'm not going to get to 20% of what I prepared for. That's how much information should be heard right now. Okay, this is an article about how so-called psychological experts are now, they're trying to distance themselves from their role in behavior modification when they pushed mandates and these death jabs for COVID. So government employees, they played a big pivotal role in the so-called nudging of the American public to comply with these various state-level Wuhan coronavirus restrictions and mandates. So what these people are doing is trying to step back and disassociate themselves with this behavior manipulation and tactics that they promoted against you. So this so-called behavioral science is basically, it's not just falling out of vogue, but they're trying to say, look over here, not over there, we didn't do anything. These psychological experts who backed and it, all this behavioral science during the pandemic, and that's in quotes too, they were advising government officials to use scare tactics to manipulate their constituents into wearing a mask, social distancing, getting vaccinated. Forget, when you hear the word expert, run. Or if you're dumb enough to listen to somebody who's labeled as an expert, do the opposite. Odds are, you'll probably be safer, especially when it comes to putting anything in your body. So these so-called psychological experts now, they're pretending that they didn't nudge anyone into this COVID tyranny. So they're basically they're shedding responsibility and denying everything and all the fallout from their manipulation tactics. And look how many people have died or who are suffering from chronic illness right now because they took the shots. Look, I've said this before. I don't, you know, regarding overpopulation, I'm telling you right now, okay? I have suggested this, that what we need to do is at least have a discussion. Because the powers that be, the super wealthy people, most who haven't even earned their job or their money, and non-elected officials who weren't even elected, are in control of all the information and the psyops. And I've suggested that, well, if everybody gets, maybe it could be a vasectomy or Tuesday or some type of permanent birth control, give those volunteers $1 million. The 20-plus million people who are already dead and who are suffering from the spike protein, the nanotechnology, the mRNA, the graphene, all these people who have lost their quality of life, do you think that they would go back and vote for something like this right now and say, okay, I'll volunteer for population control? How about the people, the poor people who are seeing the super wealthy like John Kerry publicly saying there's too many people, and the World Economic Forum people, and the UN people? How about these poor people who are looking at their kids and grandkids right now and saying, wow, they have no future. Think about how they feel. We have to have an uncomfortable discussion, or else these super wealthy people are just going to continue genocide, eugenics, democide, also called murder. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. The U.S. is investigating after an Iranian military commander was targeted in an Israeli airstrike. USA's John Schaefer with details.
The Iranian military commander was targeted in that airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Syria. Former senior director of the National Security Council, Michael Allen, says he expects Iran to respond.
I think they'll want something that's more than symbolic, but short of outright declaration of war with Israel, because neither Hezbollah or Iran want that.
Iran confirmed confirms the commander's death, stating he was involved in shipping weapons to Hezbollah in Lebanon. Israeli troops continue to engage Hezbollah along Lebanon's southern border amid the conflict with Hamas.
Meanwhile, the World Central Kitchen confirms at least five of its aid workers were killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza on Monday. The group delivers meals to people in war zones and disaster areas. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This can be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
God, you're
take my when you go to DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
All right, folks, less than a half an hour left of the program, so I just want to put an exclamation point on what I just said before the break. You know, a lot of people say we don't have overpopulation. I'm not saying we do or don't, but we have 8 billion people. And as the elites centralize food, fertilizer, energy, and currency, there's going to be a lot of death. All I'm saying is if they're going to take us there, we should have an option, especially the 20-plus million people who died from the so-called, in quotes, vaccine, which is a bioweapon, which has been proven so many times. We should have a say in it, because I think these 20 million people would have loved to have lived. Okay? We got to look at the criteria, the factors, the variables involved here. Not saying anything and subscribing to ignorance, apathy, and indifference is just going to dig us a deeper hole, and they're going to continue to throw more bioweapons at us because people aren't standing up to the murder and the democide that's been occurring. Okay. Oh, man, I'm just deleting a bunch of stuff here, folks. All right, a little bit about election fraud. I need more time. Basically, it's a whistleblower has come forth exposing the Democrat National Committee plan to rig the 2024 election. Former Washington State Democrat operative blows the whistle on Dems. His name is David Spring, and there's a graph here, and it shows basically in the 2016 election how the mail-in ballots accounted for about one out of every five of all votes tallied. Let me say that again. In the 2016 election, mail-in ballots accounted for one of five of all votes tallied. In 22, because of the plandemic, mail-in ballots accounted for one of two of all votes counting, making cheating much easier. And according to David Spring, I'm going to quote him, 20 million fraudulent mail-in ballots were used to rig the 2020 election against Trump. The deep state shadow government realized that to defeat Trump, they would need to dramatically increase the number of ballots, especially in swing states. This would require creating fear on a monstrous scale. To create this fear, they released a biological warfare weapon called COVID-19. Also, to create even more fear, they introduced a fake PCR test, which artificially magnified the number of cases by a factor of 30, unquote. People, when I make comments or analysis on anything, I make sure I give proof, evidence, facts from the public domain that's already been published, that I do my best to vet for authenticity. Now, Laura Trump and Whatley, I'm not going to repeat what I said earlier in the program. You have to be proactive with some of the suggestions I shared with you early in the broadcast. Here's another one. Election integrity activist Rick Weeble alleges in real-time demonstration vulnerabilities in ESNS voting software during county board meeting. And his quote was, "I understand my life is at risk." Folks, I cannot get, just little old me, I know I've given in the thousands of voter fraud, election fraud, and foreign interference. Here's another one. Election integrity firm, 7 to 18% of registered voters in 26 states do not exist or reside at an address that does not exist. If I was on the Supreme Court, just with the information that's published and proven, I would outlaw machines and mail-in ballots. But that's me because I do my job. Oh, that's right. I was told I couldn't get a job with the New York City Fire Department or the National Forest Service or get a demotion when I was working for Big Pharma because, as per the attorneys told me, I didn't have enough victim group status or group self-pity points, even though I showed up with things like degrees, proven results, experience, and I was qualified. But that doesn't matter. Oh, I forgot about that. Oops. Speaking of oops, here's a Michigan law lawyer. I can't even say that word. I wonder why. Because there's very few who are doing their job. But looks like she is, Stephanie Lambert. She was arrested by the U.S. Marshals in D.C. following a court appearance after submitting evidence of numerous crimes. What could be the crimes, you say? So this attorney from Michigan, Stephanie Lambert, when she was arrested, evidence of numerous crimes to law enforcement, Lambert attended a court hearing in D.C. for a defamation case involving Patrick Byrne, who she represented. He was a former CEO of Overstock, and he's being sued over his claims of, election fraud. What a coincidence. I am shocked. Yeah, that's a little acting and sarcasm there, folks. So anyway, Lambert's arrest occurred after it was revealed that she leaked confidential documents to Barry County Sheriff Darleaf, who's been actively investigating claims of, guess what, voter fraud. Guess when? From the 2020 election. So apparently, Darleaf, this county sheriff, wrote a letter to Representative Jim Jordan, one of the few people in Congress doing his job. Hey, make MTG the chairperson, the speaker, please. Or Getz. Very few people doing their job in Congress who aren't bought and paid for. Anyway, pardon my tangent here. So he urged Jim Jordan to investigate the evidence of foreign interference in the 2020 election. But see, you're not supposed to use facts and proof, right? Oh boy, this is a lengthy one. How do I go through this? I'm going to move on. I'm going to skip a few things here, folks, because I want to get to economy / illegal immigration. And I'm just going to mention bullet points, but I couldn't resist. This was going to go into the stupid category, into the ridiculous and sublime category. It's about Canada. The court in Canada, in Ontario, is literally deciding if the public should pay to make fake vaginas for men who want to be trans but also want to keep their penis. Oh, I know you think I'm making this up. I know you think I'm making this up. I am not. Just a little sidebar on election here, folks, regarding Google. They've interfered in U.S. elections 41 times as per a study. That's what's admitted to. Google marked 77% of Republican emails as spam, costing over $2 billion in donations. And Google owned YouTube. Yes, they do own. They're connected at the hip here, folks. Says it has the responsibility to manipulate algorithms leading up to the 2024 election. You talk about judges and lawyers betraying the trust of the people. The fact, with all the evidence of fraud that we have given, that they have not said all elections must have evidence, they must be watermarked, they must be done one day counting on site, is unbelievable to me. Okay, I'm going to move on to economics / illegal immigration. I'm looking at the clock. I'm not even going to come close, but here we go, folks. Larry Fink of BlackRock urges government and private sector coordination to address retirement savings. Retirement savings? Do you know how many times Congress has raided Social Security funds for decades, for generations? And we have government pensions where people are retiring with 10 times the amount in their 50s? Please. Next. I'm going to try to get bullet points here, folks, and move on. Biden secretly planning to grant amnesty and green cards to tens of millions of illegals in deceptive ploy to rig elections and make everything in America be a forever Democrat state. Next, combined wealth of American billionaires have skyrocketed 88% since the COVID-19 pandemic. Folks, whether it be EVs, whether it be climate change, they're literally inventing industries to funnel money into their pockets from the bottom 93% to go to the top 1%, and soon to the bottom 99%. How much proof have we given on that? Next, Canada. Mortgage delinquency rates are soaring in Ontario hitting 135%. This isn't new information, folks. We've talked about all delinquencies, bankruptcies, foreclosures. We've talked about all this happening for years, and it's snowballing and getting worse because this is the plan. Next, New York City is going to hand out debit cards to illegals, $1,400 a month. Chicago, similar. You're paying for it, folks. Kathy Hochul proposes spending $2.4 billion on illegal aliens, a new state budget. And we have Larry Fink literally coming out, the gazillionaire, talking about how we need to address retirement savings crisis. This is how stupid they think you are, people. And some more on illegal immigrants. I have photos of so many, mostly young women, being killed by illegals. This one's in Michigan. We could do a whole broadcast on murders and rapes of what's happening on today's, mostly in Democrat blue areas. Next, Joe Biden. This is Joe Biden's America, folks. Illegal alien families are given more government money than U.S. military families. I'm not being condescending when I repeat this, but I'm going to. Joe Biden's America, illegal alien families given more government money than U.S. military families. So you put your life on the line. You take a poison, toxic bioweapon in your body. Where illegal immigrants don't even have to do that. And you're getting less money than illegal aliens. Think about that. 53% of millennials and Gen Z consumers are resorting to buy now, pay later services. And of course, you're going to rack up enormous debt. This is all part of the plan to have you controlled, under your thumb, more stress, more anxiety, less living. We'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hi, everybody. I want to say thank you for being here today. And I just want to mention one more, even though I have tons of this, another article about election fraud. In Fulton County, Georgia, elections board supervisor voted against certifying the 2020 election because signature verifications were not performed on 147,000 ballots. 147,000. Just this one segment, this one issue. Folks, we are the divided groups of fraud, corruption. It's really bad, and we have to speak up. If Laura Trump and Whatley doesn't have two election sites, and they announce right now that mail-in ballots that's not done by one-day voting with watermarks, with government-issue ID, and I know a lot of these illegals are getting them too, We need to zip this up because there is zero, Laura Trump, listen to me, zero integrity for voting, okay? All right, what I'm going to do here is just continue with a few of the economic illegal immigration news. Denver City official got caught on video begging illegal aliens to leave Denver and to go to other locations in other cities. It's a joke. Democrats are trying to get free mental health counseling for illegal immigrants. I know you think I'm making this stuff up. I'm not, folks. I'm doing bullet points for the last few seconds of the program here. El Paso judge is ordering a mass release of illegal aliens who stormed the border. My God, you go in, you go to Washington, D.C. to peacefully complain about election fraud, you go to jail for years. But if you're an illegal immigrant, you storm the border and you do violence against border guards, and it's nothing happens to you. You get released. Speaker Mike Johnson promised to make Ukraine an aid hit. The Ukraine aid package is number one priority when Congress returns. Folks, it stop this left-right paradigm stuff. They're all actors. When Speaker Mike Johnson says he's a Christian, he's the opposite, okay? The opposite. Okay, and Biden's priorities, he wants to send another $300 million in weapons to Ukraine, while our own Pentagon itself has no replacements and is $10 billion overdrawn. And this is why Dan Bongino and a lot of Republicans are admitting that a lot of these rhino Republicans who are purposely retiring, They want to return the House over to Democrats so they can vote Trump an insurrectionist and make sure he doesn't get on the ticket. Everything is fraud. Everything is corruption. Everything. Next, 90% of illegal immigrants in secret Biden program has been flown to Texas and Florida. Beware. I want to mention a few things really quick on health care. I'm just picking and choosing here during the break because of time. Basically, a pilot has warned that there's now a 386% increase in Mayday calls since the COVID injections. This is what they're admitting to. You got to remember, when you get government data and statistics, it's all been skewed. It's all been played with. It's all been redacted. They do this on purpose. Next, it's begun. Italy is investigating COVID vaccine deaths. Now, is this for real? Is this just propaganda to basically dismiss it? Who knows? But every country, every county, every sheriff should be doing investigations on COVID deaths. It's unbelievable. When you become a government employee or a government worker, and I say the word worker in quotes, all you care is your own paycheck and pension and benefit package. You are not representing the people at all, because every county in this state, in this country, should be investigating the death shots. Next, Tucker Carlson demands doctor apologizes for recommending dodgy COVID jab. Tucker Carlson, this isn't a dodgy COVID jab. This is a bioweapon. 20 million people worldwide have died. 150,000 American children have died. And the disabilities is over the top. We've mentioned all these. Why do you think Pope Francis is now denouncing anti-vaxxers and call COVID jab refusal an act, an almost suicide act of denial? Let me tell you why, folks. Because Moderna just announced, the CEO, that there's a new high-speed way to, and it's new, and it's exciting, to implement the death jab. Of course, he didn't say death jab. So be aware. Okay, I am going to mention a few articles in the unbelievable category here going into the end of the program. Transgender competitor wins women's national weightlifting competition. Oh, did you hear the Aussie women's soccer team? Women's soccer team. They went undefeated. Oh, they have five biological male players. Oops. Next. The View hosts meltdown over Trump selling Bibles, claims it brings fascism to America. Everything they do, folks, they project on us. How many thousands of articles have we proven fascism by the powers that be? Oklahoma bridge shut down after being struck by a barge.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.